James Wikström var då en präst inom en rörelse som kallar sig Christian Identity. Det är liksom kort och gott en antisemitistisk och rasistisk grupp.
Perfekt.
Karin och Anna bjussar på lättsam prat i ett försök att hantera världens allvarligaste ämne.
Alltså, du kommer ihåg när jag blev kallad för jävla kärring? Jag var på obaren. Akta dig jävla kärring, vi dansar här.
Lyssna på Mord mot mord på Podplay.
James Wikström var då en präst inom en rörelse som kallar sig Christian Identity. Det är liksom kort och gott en antisemitistisk och rasistisk grupp.
Perfekt.
Karin och Anna bjussar på lättsam prat i ett försök att hantera världens allvarligaste ämne.
Alltså, du kommer ihåg när jag blev kallad för jävla kärring? Jag var på obaren. Akta dig jävla kärring, vi dansar här.
Lyssna på Mord mot mord på Podplay.
Energy. Vi är energy.
Felix Andersson.
Felix här på Energy, som har den stora äran att ha en riktigt blivande superstjärna, skulle jag vilja säga. Hon har jobbat med Selena Gomez, Hailee Steinfeld, Justin Bieber. She's here. Julia Michaels.
Hi.
Hi. You didn't understand nothing about what I just said.
I know you said I've written songs for.
Yeah, that's true. Or you have been working with.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Jobbat med. That's how you say it in Swedish.
Right.
Yeah. I can learn you some Swedish words.
Yes, take it easy on me.
Welcome to Sweden.
Thank you.
Is this your first time in Sweden?
It isn't.
It isn't?
No.
Wow.
I've actually been here quite a few times, maybe four times.
Uh-huh.
I love it here.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually come in the more summery time of the year.
Of course, because today, this morning, when I was waiting for the train here, I was like, oh shit, it's so cold today.
It's cold, but it's really beautiful.
Yeah,
I love the snow.
Stockholm is beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
I love, because I'm from California. I mean, raised in California, so... If we want snow, we have to drive like a good 3 or 4 hours to get it. So it's really cool to come here and just see snow like glistening on the ground.
I gotta have to ask you something.
Sure.
Tonight, it's Energy live session.
Yeah.
You're gonna perform.
I am.
Are you nervous?
Oh my God, incredibly nervous.
Because I find this so interesting about you.
Yeah.
You've been writing so much hits.
Oh, yeah.
For so many people.
Mm.
And now you finally take the step to actually become an artist.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel? Is this the start you were expecting?
No.
It's not?
It's such a whirlwind, and it's so different. I'm so used to getting up and being in the studio from anywhere between 3 hours to 8 hours, and then going home and being with my puppy and going to sleep. This is a whole other mental muscle and very nerve-wracking for me, because I have terrible performance anxiety. So anytime I'm about to get on stage or anything like that, I can feel my feet shaking in my shoes.
Is it that's like that?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
So that's definitely been something that I'm learning, I'm trying to overcome at this point. You know, it's so new to me.
I can learn you something. When you're really nervous before you get up on stage, I usually do this. I push my hands together like this.
Okay.
So I put the pressure on the hands.
Oh, okay.
And you don't... Everything just goes away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you should try it. Yeah.
I will. Yeah. I'm that person that like stands on the side of the stage and I'm like, I got this. Yeah, everything's great. And then I get up there and I'm like, whoa, that's a lot of people. And my manager will be like, there's 6 people here, Julia.
You know, I prepared such a fun line today. Or I've been thinking about this line.
Okay.
You got an issue, and now I obviously got them too, because I can't stop listening to the track. That was pretty good, right?
That's good. I like it.
It's so good.
Thank you.
When I heard that you were going to release a track, I was like, wow, is she really gonna follow up all those tracks she wrote? Like Sorry? For Bieber?
Yeah.
And then when I heard it, I was like, wow, she's super talented.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, but it was so good.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me.
So can you tell me the story about the track?
Yeah, sure. I actually wrote this song about a fight that I had with my boyfriend.
Okay.
And we were just in the middle of something so petty. And then after we realized how ridiculous we were being, we realized the bigger picture is that we love each other and everything's okay. And I'm a very non-confrontational person. I know exactly what I want to say, but my body and my mouth just won't spit out the words. So a lot of the time he's just talking to me and I'm just like there in silence. And pretty much everything that I wanted to say to him, I wrote in issues, and I wrote it that day.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful first track, though.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thanks.
But I gotta have to ask you, because okay. I read a rumor on the net.
Yes.
That it wasn't meant for you at start.
No, I actually wrote it in a session for somebody else, not with the artist, but just like for somebody else. And when I wrote it, it was such a personal song. And granted, I'm the type of person that tends to put myself in a little bit of everything that I write. But this was me in 3 minutes. And it was so personal that I felt uncomfortable having somebody else sing it. And that was kind of the turning point for me to be like, no, this is mine. This feels like me.
And how does it feel now? Did you really do the right thing? Or are you like, ooh, maybe this was too early, or?
It's definitely overwhelming at times. I'm tired a lot.
Of course.
But overall, it's been really rewarding and really awesome, especially just the support that I've had just on Twitter and Instagram and all my socials of kids and even adults too, feeling so connected to the song. And that's really been my goal is, you know, I've been hiding behind people for a really long time. And sometimes when you do that, you forget that you have a voice and how easy it is to get lost. And when I wrote Issues, I felt like I found my voice. And I'm really happy that people are reacting to it the way that they're reacting to it, because that's what I wanted.
Amazing feeling.
Yeah.
You must feel like the biggest person on the
it's
whole planet.
It's surreal. It yeah, really is.
I can imagine.
Yes.
But you have wrote so many songs for so big artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I just gotta have to ask you.
Sure.
Who do you want to write a song to?
To?
That you haven't worked
with.
Oh, with?
Yeah. Who do I want to write a song with?
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're totally fine. I mean, I would love to write with Pink.
Pink? I didn't expect that.
I'm a big fan.
You
I
are?
I really am, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, ever since I was a kid, I've been a big fan of hers.
So so what type of track?
I'm not sure. I mean, it'd really be up to her what she wanted to... What she would want to say.
When I always hear the name Pink, it feels like someone is really angry. So you should make a track that is really like,
well, Pink
well
is
she's
one
pissed
of,
off. Like
she's
that.
One of the most incredible singers, so it'd be nice to do something where you get to really hear her voice.
You have worked with Kygo.
I have.
And that's also such a good track.
Oh, thank you.
The track's name was Carry Me.
Yes.
And we played it so long here in Sweden.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
And you are a really good friend of Selena Gomez.
I am, yeah.
You are? And now they have released a track together.
They have.
Did you pair them together?
No.
I was thinking about this yesterday. I was like, okay, so Julia Michaels, she did a song with Kygo, and she's a good friend with Selena Gomez, so maybe she put them together.
No, you know, talented people tend to find their way to each other.
I had wrong.
Yeah,
I was wrong.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, thank you, Julia. Actually, would like to ask you something about the future.
Sure.
Like, this is the first big movement for you right now.
Yes.
What is your plan with all of this?
Yeah, well, you know, this is all very new to me and a really big transition for me. So trying to take it step by step and day by day. And right now I'm kind of thinking of doing an EP first, again, because it is so new to me, and possibly releasing it around March, April. And just trying to, you know, pace myself here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the last question I have for you.
Sure.
It's about tonight.
Okay.
Will you do a cover?
I mean, you'll have to see.
Oh, you're not gonna tell me?
I won't tell you.
I thought we were friends now.
Oh, no. I want to keep you in suspense.
Julia Michaels, thank you so much for dropping by the
thank
studio.
Thank you for having me. Energy. We are energy. Energy.
kolla här vad jag fick för pengarna.
Martin?
Ångspärr, tätskikt, flytspackel, färg.
Jag ser.
Allt inom kalkylen.
Martin!
Snart har vi ett nytt badrum. Vad?
Det är något som läcker i källaren. Jag har torkat upp det mesta, men vi behöver nog en fläkt eller avfuktare eller något.
Okej, vi lastar ur grejerna så kör jag till Biltema igen.
Vardagen är full av utmaningar. På Biltema hittar du lösningen på en del av problemen. Vi ses! Biltema!